Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You can be confident that Carrie and Tommy are about to make your drive home way more fun. On the road, you can go with confidence thanks to Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Because just like Carrie and Tommy, tyres and car servicing go together. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence. Carrie Pickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Is there a doctor in the house? Because I have a pressing question.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, not so pressing. We'll get to it after four. So not like emergency.
Doesn't sound
but,
pressing
you know.
At all.
Just got to be done today.
You came in with real panic for something that's in an hour. Bickers.
Yes.
Big weekend. I'm a bit of a shadow of my former self.
You don't look it.
You're a jerk. A lot of music. Ability Fest was on the weekend. It was awesome. Also, I can't believe, but I've never talked to you about one of the great gigs.
Cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs want to blow my house down. Head underground.
That's right.
Is that Insane in the Membrane?
This kid
is that
went,
that song?
This kid went and saw Cypress. That is Insane in the Membrane.
The songs do have a similar sound.
Sorry, and even as I said that, I was like, ooh, they do all kind of lean into one. Anyway, I've got to talk to you about Cypress Hill because there were things happening in that venue that are very illegal.
Oh, how many, like is it underground happening?
Oh, how many
happening?
Did you do?
Underground or everyone
sorry,
knew
other
it was
people.
Happening?
Oh, nothing illegal from other people.
Everyone knew it was happening?
Oh, everyone was into it.
Oh,
Bickers. Oh, you'll blush. Anyway, that's later in the show. Stay
after
with
4:02.
Carrie and Tommy.
Watermelon sugar for your Monday arvo. And are we saying M. Rodder's new boyfriend? Or?
I know. Did you see them pashing in the garage?
Oh, that's sad.
Car park? Garage.
Just next to a van.
But it was in a car park. Wasn't
I love it.
It?
I love it. I love a good van pash.
Yeah.
Car park.
Surely
I think they're in Japan or something.
Yeah.
There was actually footage that came out of M. Ratter, how do you say it?
I just say M. Ratter because I can't say
M. Ratatouille.
M. Ratatouille.
And Olivia Wilde at the same concert last year watching him. They're standing next to each other. Oh. Anyway, they've high-fived and they've moved on with their lives.
Your turn.
Can we talk about my weekend and what I got up to?
Oh, please,
Bickers. Okay. Because you think
Harry
your weekend
well.
Was wild.
Did you do any van action?
Well, you wait till you hear what I got.
Okay.
So Saturday night,
yes.
It was about 8 o'clock. And Addie and I decided to do some bed painting because that's what you do on a Saturday night. You get the paint.
As in painting?
Bed.
In bed.
Yeah. So Addie said, I want to do some painting. And I was like, oh, now? I was like, we're all sort of tucked in. She says, no, let's paint together. And I thought, yes, Carrie. Yes. Say yes more. Not no. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Addie. Let's paint together. I said, okay, we'll go down to the bench downstairs.
Carrie, yeah. I don't want to question your parenting. I know you're a fantastic mum. It's 8 o'clock late.
Yes, it is late for bed painting. Yes.
But is it late for bed as well?
Yes.
Okay, but good stuff.
It's Saturday night, you know.
Oh, cool.
It's Saturday night.
And Addie loves Saturday nights. They're so different from her.
Love a Saturday
night. Yeah, she goes, oh, God, work's 2 days away. Am I right? Saturday night, babe.
So I said, oh, we'll go down and do it on the bench. She goes, no, we'll just do it in bed. And I was like, oh, my God.
I said it earlier that maybe she should have been in bed earlier. You're saying that not only was she not, you actually took her out of bed.
No, we were in bed and then she decided she wanted to do some painting in bed. So I tried to take her out until I realised it was easier for me to get a towel, lay it across the bed and we just did bed painting together. Anyway, it was really sweet. And it went everywhere, as you can imagine. And then I spent the night changing bed sheets and I remembered why you don't paint in bed. But anyway, all of that aside,
great time.
Got to bed by midnight. You know, it was a wild night painting.
Yeah.
But anyway, we went to bed and then in the middle of the night, and this is the bit that I want to talk about, because in the middle of the night I was thirsty. And I grabbed the water by the side of my bed and I went glug, 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 glug. And then I was like, something weird.
Oh.
Anyway, it's kind of like when you need to go to the toilet at night and you can't be bothered and you think, I was like, does that taste weird? I think it does, but I'm so thirsty and I cannot be bothered getting out of bed. I'm just going to finish the glass. So I finished the glass.
Oh, no.
And then when I woke up in the morning, I had the weirdest taste in my mouth and I went into the bathroom and I had this blue line around my lip and I was like, what's that? Anyway, it was only when I got back to my bed and I looked at the the empty plastic cup that had had paint water from our bed painting in it that I realised I had drunk paint water.
I mean, at least it wasn't Picasso's paint water. It could have been worse.
Anyway, I'm alive. Nothing happened. So a bit of paint water's never killed anybody is what I've worked out.
Oh,
I don't know if it was acrylic or if it was water-based or what it was.
But you're fine. Has it come out the other end?
Nope, all good.
Wow.
Yes.
They're
nice.
Always blue.
Amazing. That's yes. Amazing. No, I.
Imagine if they were. It's like the unicorn books. They always poop a different
color. Oh, I thought unicorns pooped.
Actually, often they're rainbow. Yeah, yes. Sure. No, mine's just blue.
Well, you just got to mix up the colors.
More
that's
paint
fine.
For you.
I once picked up a beer. I thought my beer off the ground at a house party and took a big swig.
Yeah.
And a cigarette butt was in it.
That's
and it
so
went
disgusting.
Down my throat and instantly made me spew.
Oh. Sammy, what did you drink accidentally?
I was on a school camp trip and it's a 10-day hike. So halfway through we have a refuel and refill station. So we had water to refill our bottles and then methylated spirits for our for our burners and stuff for fuel.
Of course.
And they were next to each other, and I got them mixed up. So I filled up all my water bottles with methylated spirits. And it wasn't until like a couple hours into the hike I realised I started to drink methylated spirits.
Did it burn your throat?
Yeah, it was messed up.
Did they get an ambulance or something?
No, I was cool. I was cool.
It didn't make you sick because they put stuff in it to make you sick.
No, I was okay. I was okay.
So that you can't drink a lot of it.
Yes.
But then for the rest of like the 10 days, I had to use the bottle still, even though the methylated spirits was out.
Oh, my God.
It just tasted
like
it was water,
not.
But it was just methylated spirit.
Oh, that's
scent.
Gross.
And again,
scent.
You're fine.
I'm great. Right. Look at me.
You could have flammable poos.
Sick.
I want to know on 131060, what did you accidentally drink?
Great.
Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Pinks, who knew for your Monday arvo? It's Carrie and Tommy. And on 131060, what did you accidentally drink?
Yeah, I drank paint water. Yep, got up to a bit of bed painting on Saturday night. If you haven't tried it, do. It's a raging Saturday night where we put a towel down in the bed and we did some watercolours. And
that wasn't enough for you. You thought, I want to drink the water as well.
And then in the middle of the night when I got parched, I leant across to the bedside table and had a big drink, only to think, why does that taste weird? But when you're tired, you just go with it. And I went with it. It wasn't until the morning I realised I'd drank the paint water.
Because you had blue
it
lips.
It was fine. I was fine.
For anyone who's just joined us, this was with Addy, right? You were just painting on your own.
Well, I've made her part of the story, but you know. Imagine if that's how I spent my Saturday night.
Well done.
I did, actually, but yeah. It makes it feel better when it's a four-year-old.
Yeah.
Sammy, what did you accidentally drink?
I made a coffee at home and was drinking away, got to the end and felt something in my mouth and it was a cockroach.
Oh. Was it in the cup, do you think?
It was in, I assume it was in the cup. I don't know how it got in there. It was horrifying. It scarred me for life.
Oh, Sammy, how did you not?
I checked my cup every day.
But how did you not see it when you were?
Because you're bleary-eyed, you're pouring the coffee in.
You know, it was just in the coffee machine and, you know, I just, you know, pressed all the buttons and it came in and drinking away. Oh. There it was.
Was it dead? Had the hot water killed it?
It was, yes, drowned. It was dead. Yeah.
Hang on. So
crawling around.
Sam, did it get in your mouth?
It was in my mouth.
Oh.
And I thought, what is that?
Oh.
And I pulled out a cockroach.
I mean, it's better than pulling out half a cockroach. At least
you've
got
the other part you've swallowed.
Yes.
Good on you, Sammy. Anthea, what did you accidentally drink?
Hello. Well, I didn't actually drink, thank goodness, but I was very close. I was having some back pain a couple of years ago and I was using Denkarub quite a bit to ease the pain. And in the bathroom one morning and it was still a little bit dark, it was pretty early, and I'm brushing my teeth, I'm thinking, this is really super extra minty. Why is it so strong? Like, I was brushing my teeth with the Denkarub and I'd even gone as far as to kind of gargle it a little bit at the back of my throat. Wow, this is really strong. So, yeah, spat it out and rinsed about a half a dozen times. But
I bet you
it
stuck with you for the day, though, did it, the flavour?
It did. Yeah. It did. The flavour really hung in there, and all my gums were really cold. Like, really like that cold.
Oh, yeah, because it makes it like the Vicks kind of feeling.
Did they feel nice and limber at least?
Yeah, so it was it was the last time I left Denkarub sitting in the bathroom anyway.
Good on you.
It's exactly the same shape as a toothpaste.
It's their fault. I agree. Thanks, Anthea. What about Stacey? G'day, Stace.
Hello.
Yeah, what did you accidentally drink?
I moved into a house with a couple of girlfriends from high school, just out of our school, and we had a bit of a celebratory party for me joining the home. I woke up pretty feeling rough the next morning, and I grabbed a glass of water from the side of my bedside table and drank it. When I realised that what I actually drank was my sea monkeys that I'd brought from my home.
What's a sea monkey?
You don't know what sea monkeys are?
No.
I'd had them for years and years.
Stacey, can you tell Carrie what
What's a sea monkey?
I don't really know. They're like little shrimp things.
Yeah.
Little floaty bits.
Are they alive?
You watch them grow. Yeah, yeah. They get bigger and bigger.
You drank a little fishy thing.
Yeah.
Like a shrimp.
I think they're like little shrimpy prawn things, but they're only really tiny.
Yeah.
How many did you drink?
I can't believe you've never heard of
it. It was that terrible show in the 90s about them as well, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, it was a cartoon. Yeah.
So how many did you get down, Stacey?
Well, they came in like a, 250ml thing, like plastic cup, but it broke on my commute to my new house, so I just poured them into a massive glass and drank the whole lot.
Oh my God.
Do you feel them?
Suddenly paint water is just not bad.
Carrie and Tommy.
Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy. And coming up very soon, guys, we are serving up cash, all thanks to play.tennis.com.au.
Soon.
Do you know what's coming up? And I'm going to not say it's soon because it would be a big fat lie. Mm. You've got to wait a little while. But I've got some Tay-Tay Rihanna goss.
Oh my gosh.
I never knew this happened.
It's blowing my mind. Quick question
for you.
And I ask you this question often and you never remember. What's Rihanna's real name?
Yes, he only asked me last week.
This is so good.
What's her name?
Oh, my God.
Her brand?
No, Fenty's her last name, but yes. What's her?
Oh, this is great.
I think you only asked me on Thursday. Yeah. Why have I got such a bad memory?
Never listens to anything that I say.
I do listen to what you say. I've just forgotten it.
I put this down for petty grievances with the opposite sex.
I think we have to discuss at some point that I think I'm scared I'm going to get early onset dementia. I can't remember anything.
Scared you're going to get it when?
And I do remember what I said last time, which was it wasn't Reginald.
Yeah, that's Elton John.
We've narrowed Rihanna's real name down to not Reginald.
I'll remember it during this song.
And
we're giving away cash next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, I can't remember it.
Britney Spears, crazy for your Monday arvo.
What is it? You've told me so many times.
Yeah, I've told you so many times.
I can't think of a single girl's name. Rihanna's name.
No, it is not.
And it's not Hannah either before you ask.
I've told you so many times Rihanna's real name.
Yeah, you told us on Friday, I think.
And just then I said, women don't listen. And you said, that is just not true. And then we went around the room. Jesse, you know Rihanna's real name, don't you? Because we've talked about it a lot. Yep. Eli, our web guy, you know it.
Yeah.
Pip, the producer, no, you had to look it up.
No, I know it now.
Yeah, you know it now.
We don't have the space to worry about Rihanna's name. We've got like a to-do list a mile long,
you
know?
Nice thing. Women's brains don't have space. Oh, my gosh.
What's her name?
Out of curiosity, did you remember?
Yeah, but she's young. She's got a memory. Give me a clue.
It starts with R.
It does it?
Mm.
Oh, what names?
I've got a clue.
Yep.
Mm. I think. Oh, Banks?
Batman.
Oh, there you go. Or Banks?
What?
Oh, my God.
Don't do that, Pippa.
Batman?
Oh, Robin.
Yeah.
Okay, should we give away some cash?
I can't wait to do this again tomorrow.
Carrie and Tommy are serving up big cash.
At play.tennis.com.au, it's never been easier to rally up a hit. Find your local tennis court and book within minutes. No membership, no worries.
I know why I didn't remember it, because she's got the name of a 60-year-old. That's why.
You went with Reginald.
Again.
That can't be the thing that puts you off.
Alice, did you know Rihanna's name?
Rihanna's?
Yeah, Rihanna's actual name.
Something Fenty?
Oh, my God.
See, she doesn't know either.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any idea.
No, it's fine. I didn't know either. I'm not judging, Alice. It's Robin.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, but Alice, anyway, we are serving up cash. How much cash would you like smashed your way and what for?
Okay. I would like $700. Mm-hmm. I've just booked flights to Europe. Not kind of, but a bit impulsively. Mm-hmm.
I love kind of, but not kind of, a bit impulsively.
Like, definitely was on the cards, but then I just kind of sent it, booked the flights, going with my big group of friends.
Yeah.
Now, more research I do, didn't realise how expensive it was going to be.
Yeah.
And I think the rest of the girls are in a little bit of a better financial position than I am.
There's a lot of trips happening from our listeners.
We've just faded out. Yeah. The story's too long. It was
time violation.
Yeah, it was just too long.
But, you know, well, she wants a good, fun girls' trip. Surely you'd be happy to give her a bit of cash.
I do. You know me.
You love a girls' trip.
I love a girls' trip.
Well, let's see what Zach wants.
Yes. Zach. Make it a bit quicker, please. How much cash and what are we serving it up for?
I just want 300, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a little bit of a predicament. Mm-hmm. My gym membership, so it went over.
Oh, it's taking too long already, Zach.
Yeah, I said make it quicker.
Over. So, mate, I'll just... In debt, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, I'm going to give you $300 just for using the word use, which I love. So that's yours. $300 your way. Kerry, g'day.
G'day, g'day.
How much cash would you like served up and for what?
$1,100.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Oh, I know. I'm pushing it. My kids are desperate to go on an island adventure this holidays. They want to go to Great Keppel for 2 nights. My son is deathly afraid of sharks, apparently. He's just had a fear. He keeps Googling, where are the sharks? How many sharks have eaten people? But he really wants to go. So I really want to help him overcome his fear.
What, you're going to throw him in the water?
Oh, no. He's like, he just needs like that encouragement, that gentle touch. And then I think it'll
that's
work.
What, when hey, I think sharks, I think gentle touch.
He's literally Googling on my phone, are there sharks at Great Keppel? How many people have been eaten? So I have
Your
to
son
hide the
doesn't,
phone.
Doesn't want to go on this holiday.
No, he says he really does, but he's like, is there a pool? I was like, there is no pool, mate. We're getting in the ocean.
Kerry.
Yes.
Okay, so here's your choice. You've got Kerry, whose son doesn't want to go, but Kerry wants to go to Great Keppel for a holiday, or Alice, who wants to go to Europe for the holiday. You're giving either of them money, or are you going to send one of them through to throw balls at us on the day to see if they can win $5,000 cash?
Kerry, great news for you. I am going to serve you up some cash, but you asked for $1,100 to go to Great Keppel to throw your son in the water with sharks.
No, he really wants to jet ski.
I'm going to give you $70 to take him to the aquarium and see some sharks.
Okay.
Alice.
Yes.
Alice. Girls' trip. Paint a bit
you
more.
You love a girls' trip.
You know,
He always says YTG.
The girls. If you promise to, I don't even know if you can get them anymore, but at least try and shout the girls a round of Maduri Illusion Shakers.
Oh, I promise you, I will.
They do something better than that in Europe. Do you know?
No, I'm not saying don't get other stuff.
Just go to a vineyard and have something French.
But when I used to go on girls' trips, oh my God, you couldn't keep a shaker away from us. Alice, you can have...
send it through. No?
You can have $700, which is what you asked for. And you can also come along and hit some balls at Carrie and I with a chance to win $5,000 in cold hard cash.
Thank you so much. That's actually so cool.
Yeah, the girls.
Whoa!
Okay, we just had to get a little bit of the phone call off the end of that one because she was just thrilled with all the cash.
Well, I said, yeah, the girls, and Alice said, yeah, the effing girls.
Yes. Anyway.
Which makes me like her even more. Oh, is she still there? Have we still got Alice? Alice.
You're going here.
We're just calling her back.
You can't dump again. So if you go back to Alice, it's all on you if she swears again.
Yes, I know.
Again.
Now,
Alice is good.
Alice, you can't swear again. But just for swearing, I'm giving you an extra $300.
No, you're not. You're kidding me.
Don't swear, don't swear, don't swear.
You know what's going to happen every day now when we do this?
Oh, no, no.
Yes. Swearing.
And play.tennis.com.au. It's never been easier to rally up a hit. Find your local tennis court and book within minutes. No membership, no worries. We are going to play again tomorrow. Please don't call us and swear.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Reese is the name of Reese Nicholson's brand new show. It is at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and touring the rest of the country. ReeseNicholson.com.au is where you can get tickets. He joins us now. G'day, Reese.
Hello. Well, we've already plugged the show, so we don't even need to go ahead with this pretend conversation. We're gonna... All right. Yep.
Well,
yep.
I also think, have I just stuffed up? So am I misremembering? I saw your show when we were together in Montreal.
Yeah.
And am I?
I thought we were there together as a secret, but if you're happy to talk about this publicly on radio, sure.
It's out now. But I want to apologize if what I've just said is wrong. I thought at the end of your show, you talked about...
The panic in your voice, Tommy.
Yes, I know. I'm sure you've heard this panic.
We're talking pronouns, right?
We're talking pronouns, but have I misremembered the end of your show? Well, I thought the end of your show, you still said your preferred pronoun was he.
No, I'm like sitting in the, like, I think these days I prefer that. It's like this weird thing. I was talking to a friend about this recently and I saw a comedian talking about it where they were saying, like, we prefer they, but he's still fine, but that also potentially just means I don't like conflict. So, like, I don't mind. Like, look, I think I don't mind too much. I do prefer they, but don't panic about it. I'm not going to make anyone panic
And I will always I will always make mistakes, as I do in every aspect of my life. Yeah. But I will always try. But am I misremembering the end of your show?
No, I think I probably, like, well, it's around the middle of the show, but it's the, clearly you've dozed off near the end. but please, tickets on sale now. No, it's like kind of a, because I didn't want to make a show about this. Like, it's not really, you know, it's not a coming out show. It's not like, it's just I kind of mention it along the way. And, you know, I think it's one of those things, and I totally understand why, like, there's this kind of stress about talking about it sometimes. But it's like, let's just talk about, like, it's, you know, it's not, it's new to me as well. When I'm drunk, sometimes I misgender myself. And I don't even know what that means.
I remember talking to Sam Smith years ago, who said the same thing, because their mum often says to them, you're a he, and he's like, no, I'm a they, and she's like, I gave birth to you,
and then
he said, Mum, just try, and then they were talking about how it's about the intention, and they don't mind as long as the motivation is love and kindness and trying to, you know, pay respect. They're like even they stuff up sometimes about themselves, because when you've referred to yourself for so long as something, even it's an adjustment for you.
Oh, yeah, it's Pavlov's dog to he, but the... But yeah, like, no, and I think that's absolutely right, Carrie. Like, it's so not, and I think people get more stressed about, like, the kind of the, I'm so sorry kind of thing. It's like, no, it's totally fine. Like, it almost makes it more stressful for everyone involved.
So like, what you just did was made it very stressful, Tommy, is exactly what Reese is
saying.
Yeah, and
I'm bawling my eyes out, and I've just cancelled my tour because of it. So, no, I haven't. Please come.
Can we talk about something that's far less controversial, and that is... you and I have a shared mutual love that I only just discovered on your Instagram for the Backstreet Boys.
Yes, which I got to say, it was never, I was just in New Zealand for reasons, for filming a job that I get to, anyway, we were filming Drag Race. And and we went... and I can just say this publicly because there were photos of it. We were on set one day and AJ from the Backstreet Boys just turned up on set. Like, wasn't
That's
on
so
the
cool.
show. Wasn't like, you know, he'd been on, there's a version of this celebrity kind of Drag Race where they, and he'd been on it and just came to, they were on tour in Auckland and just came to say hello to Ru and Michelle. And that was wild. Everyone seemed fine, and I wasn't. Because we're three seasons in, and I still have little moments where I'm sitting at the desk next to RuPaul and Michelle Visage and just have, like, tiny little aneurysms about that.
Moments, yes.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it, absolutely. but, you know, we were sitting, and AJ, and they were literally having a conversation about choppers at one point, and I wasn't in that conversation, couldn't keep up. And then he invited us to the show, and we went to the Backstreet Boys the next night, me, Michelle, and Rue, and a few of the producers from the show, and watched the Backstreet Boys. And I got to say, I wasn't a fan, but like, I thought, oh, I'll probably know a couple of songs. They have so many hit songs, guys.
Oh, no
they
shit, play, mate.
They
yes.
play 33 songs, and I knew, I reckon, most of them. There was definitely a couple in there that I was like, oh, this seems about Jesus.
yeah, doesn't one of them have like 20 kids?
No, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like one of them has a lot.
And they've been going for 30 years. And yeah, there's definitely points. This is my point of view, totally. They all had little moments in the show where they chatted and like by themselves, except for Kevin. And I reckon Kevin's not allowed on stage by himself.
It's always one of them in the group, isn't there?
Yeah.
Hey, mate, you know I know this, but you're an excellent stand-up and the show is fantastic. It's called Reese.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
It is touring around the country. Grab your tickets, reesenicholson.com.au.
Please come.
Thanks, Reese Nicholson.
Thanks. Good to talk. Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And guys, Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto, you can go with confidence.
Yes.
The best thing about this is they give you a 60-second video from a mechanic showing you exactly what needs doing and what can wait. For example, a leaking car isn't good, right? Most people know that. Mm-hmm. But you might not know why it's leaking or what the thing is they're referring to. So with the video, you can take it away. They show you what bit's leaking. You can talk to friends about it and decide whether you want to get it done.
And you can say the
transparency.
Video, you can show it to your mates.
You watch
you
it later
it
if
parties.
You run out of things to watch on Netflix.
That's exactly right. You could get a whole series of them. You could get your mates to send you their videos that they got.
Fun times
Endless
all around.
Endless stuff.
Hey, play us a bit of the song that you're going to talk about next because it really gets me up and about.
Yeah, sure. Yes,
cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs want to blow my house down. They punt the gram to the next town. They get mad when they
I saw. Did any of that song sound like it's swear words?
No, he says cops.
Oh, play it again.
Cops, come and try to
I was like, oh my God.
And especially when you were the one who demanded. Anyway, so much happened at the Cypress Hill concert, and we've got to talk about it now.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Lizzo and SZA, that's special for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy. If you missed our chat with Lizzo on Friday, download the listener app, check out the Carrie and Tommy podcast.
Is SZA's sister a famous singer as well?
SZA.
Yeah, is her sister a famous singer?
I know where this is going.
That was a full Eli eye roll.
Biggest weekend full of gigs for me. Yep. I got to see Ability Fest. Ability Fest was awesome. It is every year. The Hilltop Hoods are amazing every year.
Dylan Alcott does an amazing
Incredible stuff. But I also got to see Cypress Hill.
Cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs want to blow my house down.
As you know, Vickers, I thought I would have seen you there because this is your stuff. And I'll tell you what, Vickers, you would have been pretty happy with the result because the whole stadium was full of smoke. Like every...
What do you mean? Can you smoke inside?
No.
Oh.
Everybody...
But I see if the rules change back.
But I don't know if you know about the Cypress Hill crowd, but I don't think they care that much.
Vaping or cigarettes?
Ciggies.
Yeah.
Joints, vaping, everything.
At what kind of arena? How many people in the arena?
15,000. I could smell the weed before I got into the stadium. I was walking up with my mate, and I'm not lying, the stadium was 70 metres away, and I went, bro, is that from in there? And he's like, I think so.
So what if you're not smoking and you go in there? Are you just going to feel
smoking.
The effects? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because like I said, they were your people. You would have absolutely loved it.
So but, how many hits? So to me, I don't mean this in a disparaging way, but the songs do all sound a bit the same.
They've got a distinct
sound. Is that a famous
sound.
Song that you played before?
Yeah.
Is that Insane in the Membrane?
That was one there.
Oh, okay. So I do know that.
Yeah, you do know that.
Yeah.
And the other one hits from the
Bong,
which you,
yep.
Okay, I was trying to not say the word.
Why? But, you said weed and stuff before. Why am I not allowed to say it?
Okay. bong.
Sexist?
No, I just didn't think we were allowed to say bong.
You're saying it. Stop saying it now. You made me conscious so now, maybe we're not meant to say it.
So now I'm not allowed to say it. Oh, guess what? Bong. It's another one for you.
Go.
I could say bongo. I didn't even.
They would.
Oh, yeah. After a few, you'd
train your bongo.
That's actually a fun idea. Anyway.
What's after bing?
What's after bing?
So I was watching Ozomia, and because I realised that one of the members of Cypress Hill has my favourite job in the world, and he has the best job of all time.
Hey, hold on. Is Bing Bong?
Don't say it again, because
no, I'm sure in that show where the girl has all the different like sadness and happiness. What's that one? Inside Out. God. Bing Bong's the elephant, isn't it? What if I lost my mind? I think I went to the concert.
Ripping her bing a bit much.
I know. Someone's had a big old suck back on the bing.
Is it Bing Bong? I thought so. Yeah,
but also,
is the elephant.
Also, but why is such a pressing issue about a movie that came out 8 years ago?
Sorry, because when I heard Bing Bong, I was trying to work out where I'd heard it before.
It actually did come out 8 years ago.
Yeah. Not bad. Anyway, hang on. Do we care about Sendog?
Yeah, we do.
So,
who's Sendog?
So there's a few. So there's four in Cypress Hill. There's a drummer. There's a DJ. There is Be Real. Now, Be Real, as I just played before, he's the main rapper, right? But then they have another member of the group who's just as famous, and his name's Sendog. And I love him because all he does is repeat the last thing that Be Real says and just yells it in the background. Do you hear? I realise we can't play much of these.
But he also didn't repeat it. Doesn't he just add extra?
Yeah, he did in that one. Yeah. And I think in the next one I'm going to show, I think that's what he does as well.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Is that how short it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want another?
Yeah, give us another.
That's all he does. What an easy gig. How fun.
What a gig. And he walks out and the whole crowd goes, Sendog's here. We need that guy.
How old's Sendog now?
So this is what I wanted to bring up because I was watching and I was thinking this is fantastic and I'm having a great time. But Be Real, the main rapper, was also wearing a big fake Afro wig. And I was thinking to myself, I reckon that's because he's completely bald under there because they are getting on. And I looked up their ages. Be Real is 52 years old and Sendog's 57.
Amazing.
And I thought.
Do they still sound like that?
They sounded fantastic. But I did pose a question to myself. How old?
After a couple of rips on the bing, I was like, wait, tell me. Yes, Tommy. How old is Donald Trump? Good question, Tommy.
Do you pose questions to yourself often?
All the time. All the time. And then often I call my mum for answers.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I had a question the other day. Oh, this is too long. This is so
long. Anyway, what do you want to talk?
I'll tell you about the question next. When do you have to stop rapping? How old is too old?
What's the oldest rapper? Have you got one for us you can bring us next?
Yeah.
How old? I mean, I guess it's what I've got to wait for.
Does anybody care about how old you have to be to rap? Why am I asking people this question?
No, they care, don't you? 13 10 60. Okay. Call us if you care.
Call us if you care. 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy. Avicii, wake me up for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13 10 60, call us if you care.
Yeah, of course if you care. I started talking about the age of rappers because I went to see the Cypress Hill concert with Ice Cube. Cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs wanna blow my house down. And it was awesome.
Dance.
But I realised the boys are getting on a bit. They Be Real is 52, the main rapper. Sendog is 57. I liked it because
it was just such a woman in her 40s dancing along.
Oh, to a rapper in their 50s, though, so you're all right.
It makes it a bit better, doesn't it?
I did see a woman who really intrigued me at the gig because everyone's standing up, literally everyone inside was smoking, and then there was one woman. And she was
mostly men.
She was no. There was this one woman in front of me, and she was the only person sitting down. And I would have guessed her age to be 55, and she looked very much to describe her kind of like my mum,
right.
Which is essentially like every mum, right, you know. And I expected to look across and see a kid with her. Oh. And there was no one else with her, and she was just nodding her head along to the music.
Do you know what? The 55-year-old women are allowed to go to concerts. Did you know that?
Where?
You are in trouble.
I know. What have I done?
I mean, they don't have to take a kid to go out and have fun.
Yeah,
it's
but
a
I
new age thing. But I was about to say we're allowed to do.
G'day, Jeff.
G'day, mate.
Do you care about what I'm talking about, or am I the only one that cares?
I don't care at all.
What are you calling up about, Jeff?
The Age of Rappers. Oh, yeah. We were at Cypress Hill last night too.
Yeah, Jeff. Did you have fun?
Mate, it was awesome. It was so good.
Is there an age, do you reckon? Because, you know, even Eminem's 50.
How old now?
He's 50.
Is he?
Yes.
Crazy.
And he just always seems so young. Is there an age, Jeff, that you reckon they've got to stop rapping?
There's no age, man. I mean, there's precedent, not rappers, but pop. We saw the Jacksons a few years ago and they were all in their 70s and they were freaking awesome.
Yeah. Have you heard of the Northern Boys, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Northern Boys are in the 70s. We've got a bit of them.
Wow! I'm a rebel soul. I'm living in a studio flat that's covered in mold. So come outside just to shout to strangers and a crawl in a hole. Like
how old in their 70s?
Yeah.
Sketchy pills and the favourite ones are the ones that kill quickly. When I go with my loved ones, miss me.
Oh, is that what you were playing before?
Yeah.
They've got a whole lot of them.
Yeah, they're
have
great.
Fun.
They're great. Good on you, Jeff. Oh, we got another Jeff. Jeff, do you care, Jeff?
Nah, mate, I don't care. Yeah,
no. No one does, do they? No one does.
Nah.
Sorry, Jeff. I've done it. All my days aren't good, but that's fine. Do you reckon rappers have to stop at a certain age, or is it fine?
I reckon it's fine to rap at any age, man, because it's totally different rap back then to now. So it's different times and different eras we all grew up in. So
did you go to Cyprus?
No, I didn't go to Cyprus. I was absolutely spilled, mate. I wish I did. I sort of didn't even know they were in. That's how bloody aware I am at the moment, living under a rock.
Oh, Jeff.
So
I can pretend it was no good, but it was awesome.
Yeah, I could imagine it would have been awesome.
Okay. Who's your favourite rapper?
My favourite rapper would have to be Biggie still, mate.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Carrie's a big Tupac fan, so you guys are going to have it out.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, they're both as good as each other. They're both great, so.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Jeff.
Who's Biggie?
Who's Biggie? The Notorious B.I.G.
Oh,
yeah.
Think I know. Lindsay.
Hi.
I think I do know a Notorious
B.I.G. Lindsay, do you care?
I do care.
Oh, Lindsay! Thank you. Did you go to Cyprus, Lindsay?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
Hey,
you weren't the 55-year-old woman sitting down that Tommy had an issue with, Lindsay.
No, I'm not that old yet.
Lindsay, I have a controversial question for you, and I've never seen it done at a concert before. Cyprus, for their last song, they gave it an intro, and they said, we're going to finish with the most powerful hip-hop song that has ever been made. And I'm like, I wonder which one of their songs they're going to play. And then they played a song from another group.
Oh.
I know.
Did you find that weird, Lindsay?
I did. And also, the getting down and getting up was hard.
It was so hard. They played Jump Around by House of Pain.
Oh, I mean, that's a tune.
But they made everybody get down on the ground, and you could tell, and then we all had to jump up. 55-year-old
woman, how did she go?
No, she didn't move. She didn't go down, didn't go up, just sat there.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran, eyes closed for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Are there any doctors in the house? 13 10 60, call us. Nurses as well. Anyone with a medical degree that can answer a question for me. Because
about you?
Something happened to my son on the weekend.
Oh, and we're saying it's your son.
It definitely happened to my son. And I'm wanting to know, I told him something and I said, don't do that or this will happen. And he goes, that's just not true. That's something you've been told for years and years and years and that is not a thing. And I said, please stop doing that, Ollie, or that's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what that thing is that he was doing next. But 13 10 60, I need to talk to a doctor about it. Call it.
Carrie and Tommy.
JT, like I love you for your Monday afternoon. We'd love some calls from some medical professionals.
Yeah. Is there a doctor in the house? So driving along, taking Ollie to school the other day, and he goes, look at my finger. And the top of his finger, half his thumb, had gone completely white. And then I was like, what's your finger that colour for? And then I realised that he'd wrapped string around it, like not string, even like thread,
yes,
and tied it so tightly around multiple times, and he was trying to cut the circulation off. And I said, how long has it been like that? And he goes, I don't know, all morning. And I was like, Holly, take that off. Your finger will drop off.
Yes.
He goes, Mum, my finger is not going to drop off. And I said, my mum used to tell me that if you put too much pressure around something like that, or if like a hair lackey around your wrist, eventually your thumb will drop off.
Because I don't want to bring this chat into the back section so quickly, but isn't this what someone was telling me they had to do
that's
with
their That's how you get your hemorrhoids off. Yes. That's right.
You get Ollie to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, he was like, it's fine. I said, please take it off. And then he was getting out of the car to school. And I said, take it off, because I knew what would happen. He wouldn't take it off. He'd wear it all day and then he'd have half a finger in it. And I'd be like, you're right, Mum. You know, tempted to
Mum,
see.
Mum, you won't believe what's happened.
I was tempted to see that play out so I could just go, yes, I told you so.
I told you so.
Anyway, I just thought, because you get told that stuff as a kid and half the time it's never true. And then you grow up and you're like, why did Mum say that? Because there was never a chance of it happening.
Sitting on the heating vents. Chilblains, my mum said. It'll give chilblains.
I thought that was sitting on concrete, like on cold concrete.
I don't know.
On the ground.
I don't know what chilblains are, really.
Never sat on the heating vent.
And piles as well.
Piles aren't piles. Chilblains, no.
I think piles are hemorrhoids.
Oh,
are they?
I don't know.
I said, don't worry, Mum, I've got lucky bands.
What you get from being cold?
No idea.
And you get them in your feet?
No idea.
What's that called when you lose feeling in your feet and you get...
Like
diabetes?
Tingles, like
no, what's that
pins
called?
And needles.
No.
Oh, why? We've got all these medical people on top.
Erica.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Hey,
first of all, what's the thing called when you... Frostbite. Frostbite. Oh, don't need you anymore, Erica.
All right. Well, I'm no medical professional just yet. I'm still at uni studying nursing.
Good. I'll take it. I love it.
This is a test for me, okay?
Yeah.
But I definitely don't think that's good.
To wrap a bit of string around your thumb and see if it'll fall off.
Yeah, look, I personally wouldn't do that.
Is that what you're going to say when your patients come in? You know, yeah, personally, probably. I don't think it's good. Yeah, look, love it.
When it starts turning black, I think that's when you start worrying, to be honest.
But Erica, if Ollie had kept the string on for long enough.
How long till it would have dropped off?
Yeah.
Oh, look. I'm really just
back to school, Erica. Thank you, though.
We've got a GP.
Why didn't we go to him first?
Are you there, doctor?
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Would Ollie's finger thumb drop off? Well, how long before his thumb would have dropped off?
Look. If you've got the string tightly enough that it's going white, it probably would suggest that the blood supply has been cut off. So I do think, Carrie, that what you told him is true.
But if he'd gone to school, yes, if he'd gone to school with it on, would his thumb have been off by the end of the day?
The whole day? Yeah, I reckon it would be.
I reckon.
I don't know how many hours, but it's definitely a danger.
I reckon it's so funny.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, why can't someone just tell us how long? Is there no set time?
Because I don't know the exact number of hours off the top of my head.
It's okay. We've Googled it. It says without blood supply, your limbs and extremities become unsalvageable after 6 to 8 hours. There you go, doctor. You can use that whenever you want.
You know how they say to people, hey, don't just Google your symptoms, go to a doctor. I think we're learning just Google. Carrie and
Tommy. Post Malone, Mark Morrison and Sick Kick. That is Cooped Up, Return of the Mac. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday, Arvo.
Big fan of Sick Kick.
Yeah.
Bickers, we teased you on this show a little while ago about your Simpsons knowledge because you claimed that it was quite good. And then when I asked you who's your favourite character, you said Marge.
No, it's actually just not what happened.
And we laughed all far for about five minutes because no one that's ever watched Simpsons has
I was
Marge
just pointing out
character.
That I knew the names of some of the characters. Mm. I worked at Channel 10 for a very long time and yet I haven't seen a full Simpsons episode. And by my own admission, that is terrible. Mm. Right?
But then
too late now to go back and watch them all. But that doesn't mean that I don't just have an idea about Bart, you know, the Bart. Wasn't that a thing for a while?
Do the Bartman.
Do the Bartman.
Do the Bartman.
But then you've started bragging around the office. You've been walking around.
Bragging. Yep. Oh, my God.
You go... Oh, yes. I heard you just at the water court just out there before, and you go, you know what? Season 12, episode 6, I think that was my favourite one. That's what you're saying. And then you started singing the monorail song. Ooh, 30 by the stage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I thought I would give you a quick test because an artist has reimagined Simpsons characters and turned them into real people. And for anyone who brags as much as you do about your Simpsons knowledge, I thought this would be very easy to just show you these real people. And you can tell me which Simpsons characters these are. So I'm handing you.
Oh, yeah, that's the evil guy.
So
what's his, I don't know his name. What's the evil guy?
Yeah.
He's mean, isn't he?
Yeah. Runs the power plant.
Yes. Him.
What's his name?
I don't remember, but that's that there.
Mr. Sizzle. Oh, I've been out in the sun too long.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Good one, Carrie.
Very well done.
That is that guy there.
That guy, yep.
He is the guy from. No, I think that's. What's Bart's dad? No, Homer. No. Is that Homer?
Homer's bald.
Oh, is that the guy that's from the 7-Eleven?
He runs
the convenience store.
No.
He's Indian.
but he does run a store.
That guy runs a tavern.
Ah.
The name, what's the name of the tavern?
Oh, I don't know.
Which also happens to be that man's name. Yes.
Oh, Moe's Tavern.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Who's that guy with the orange, the purple hair?
Oh, yes, and the glasses. That's Bart's best friend.
Who's he? Did you just have to look on your sheet of paper?
No, I mean, I don't even have words on this. I just know The Simpsons.
What's his name?
Milhouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks like a cop. Is he a cop? The one down the bottom.
Oh, he's not. He's the Simpsons' neighbour. And what's his name?
I've got mate. I don't know.
Well, stop.
I thought you were going to serve like show me like Maggie with the little dummy in her mouth. That's Maggie, isn't it?
<He's> Maggie.
And Homer and Marge. Yeah. I know all them.
And
they all squash on the
couch. Is there anyone else in the family?
Bart.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Homer.
Anyone?
That's the full family, isn't it?
Oh,
who else missing. Is missing? The grandma. No, is there a grandma?
Lisa.
Lisa. She's a kid though, yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And guys, usually with same but spoken, I ask you to guess what the theme is, but I just don't think you'll ever get this one.
No, but is it the one? Okay. It's not the one I asked you to do.
No. I haven't quite worked that one out yet.
Okay.
Who came up with this one?
This is a Jez special, actually.
Our audio producer.
No, I asked him to do my request.
What was
just
your
in
request?
No, was same but spoken while sitting in the next cubicle from Eli when he's trying to do a poo at work because it's what he hates the most.
And I haven't worked out how to do it because I've been chasing him around. But he just
he's been on those smoothies, so he hasn't done one.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he said he'd be basically been in a tap run.
Give us an update,
Eli. Why are you wearing the Depends
round?
Are we back to
regular programming?
Regular programming.
Great.
Yeah. But some very irregular programming with this.
Same, but rubber chicken. Thanks to Australian Mushrooms. Add the rich, transformative taste to your next meal. Add the Mighty Mushy.
And they're giving you the chance to win a $300 supermarket voucher. Just head to carrieanddummy.com.au to win.
This is insane.
Okay, what have we got? Give us the first one.
All right, here is your first song.
Carrie.
Oh, my gosh. You've done the same thing you do. When it's so obscure, you realise we can't do it. You actually just play the song underneath.
It's not Lord. What's
that? Oh. Tommy, can I buzz in?
Yes, Tommy.
It is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
I'm the bad guy. Can you play us more of the other version?
Well, it's just this with a wah, over the top.
That's pretty great. What an underrated
instrument.
Hang on. I've got a question. Stop that. Stop this. We're going to cross now to Ipswich to our audio producer, Jez, who, of course, works out of a cave. Are you there, Jez?
Hello.
Just need an honest answer for you. To me, doesn't in fact sound like a rubber chicken. It sounds like you making funny noises from the cave.
I can't do that noise. I'll try now. No.
Oh, that's not you? I thought
it's not me.
Such joy between you going.
I mean, it is somebody with a rubber chicken.
It's actual rubber chickens. There's like 50 channels on YouTube of people doing this. Like I had so many songs to choose from of just people playing the rubber chicken to popular music.
Come on, we might have to make it a weekly segment.
Here's your second one.
Oh my God, it's just the song.
A slightly better version.
Carrie, you're doing.
What?
Oh, I thought you were doing what I was doing, which is going, oh, it's just the song, and then you may go, but what is the name of
the Weeknd, Blinding Lights?
Yeah.
The best 80s, or sorry, even maybe earlier, Jane Fonda workout video soundtrack. Don't you
Isn't
think?
Isn't it?
I just picture leg women warmers. In leg warmers.
Yes.
Yeah, it's real yes. fun stuff.
All right, it's one all song number three.
Oh, Harry.
Pickers.
Is it Lil Nas?
No.
Oh.
Ray Woe's in the moon.
Tommy.
You don't know it either.
Nah, I just know that bit.
Why are you always in a mood? Remember you? Why are you always in a mood?
24K golden. Why are you always in a mood? It's what? 24K golden.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I still don't, and you said it to me.
What's all right. the song called?
Mood.
Oh. Mood.
Mood.
Song number four.
I mean,
it's Nirvana, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Nirvana. It smells like something bigger.
Oh, yeah, it smells like Teen Spirit. It smells like a rubber chicken.
Hey, just a request for a theme. Can we do same, but spoken in leg warmers? And so for the audience, it's no different. But for us, we just get to see you in leg warmers.
Sure. Thank you. Do I get free leg warmers?
Weirdly, I actually bought some on the weekend. Because I'm going to dance classes now and there's an 80s one. Anyway.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy are about to go with confidence out the studio door and into their cars. And on the way home, they'll probably pass one of the 160 locally or family-owned and operated Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto stores across Australia, which means there's one right around the corner. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Bye.